Now, you mentioned too you had a few other hobbies in the area too, shooting being one of them.
Yeah.
Now, you'd trained in the reserves as
Well, I was
in the war as
taking,
a.
but that was a different kind of shooting.
Okay.
In the reserve, I was being trained to man the anti-aircraft gun on what they call, on merchant ships, or
Right.
the division they call
That's a little different, yes.
defensive equipment for merchant shipping. So I was just taking training, but the war was over before I finished my training. But the shooting here was on Barnett Highway, was a big bore, and I had a 30 caliber. And
These are rifles.
yeah, and I also had a 38 and a 44 revolver, and used to go shooting there. And then in the Burnaby Church, that was small bore, so a 22 caliber rifle and pistol.
Do you remember which church it was?
I can't remember. I know the location, and I could find out, but it was right across a small church, right across from Central Park on the north side of Kingsway. And I can't remember.
Wasn't St. John the Divine?
Beg your pardon?
Wasn't St. John the Divine that was
Wasn't it
there?
St. John the Divine just up here somewhere?
Well, you know what? In my time, it was on Kingsway, and then I think it changed
Well,
hands. But anyway.
this might have been. I can find out
So.
because a friend of mine is a pastor at just down the street in the Foursquare Church. A guy I play hockey with, he's a pastor, and he would know the name of the church, but I can't remember it. It's a
Now,
very, very small church.
this is all target shooting.
Yeah.
Was there any hunting in
Yeah.
still in Burnaby at that time?
Burnaby Mountain.
Burnaby Mountain.
Deer and a few birds and the odd bear. Yeah, there was a little hunting then. Not too much. Most of the hunting was in Richmond and Coquitlam. But there was a little bit of hunting in Burnaby. I'm not sure if it was legal though.
Right. Well, I mean, I've heard from other people that certainly before the war, there's lots of
Oh yeah.
hunting in the
Like
valley, but.
in Richmond, it was legal to hunt. And Coquitlam was legal to hunt. And we used to hunt in Burnaby, but I have a hunch we used to go up in Burnaby Mountain. But I think it was illegal even in those days, although I may be wrong about that. But I seem to remember guys were telling us it was illegal.
Well, there's still animals up there,
Oh
though. There's a
yeah.
few too, I
Oh yeah.
think.
I never shot anything in Burnaby.
Right,
Got a couple
right.
in Richmond, a few in Burnaby and Coquitlam, but I never got anything in Burnaby.
You mentioned a couple ranges as well. Was it Long Hastings or
Yeah, on
Barnett?
Hastings Street, right across from Barnett Park.
Okay.
Not Hastings, Barnett Highway. Just across from the Barnett, they got a name for that park, Barnett Park anyway. And the Barnett Park is, of course, on the north side, on the water side of the Barnett Highway. And on the north side, there was two gun ranges. There was a Coast Marksman and Barnett Rifle Range.
And were a lot of the folks who were doing the shooting, were they former army
I have no
guys?
idea. No, I can't tell you. I know there's a friend of mine who lives in town, Dennis Robinson. If you want, I can get him to give you a call. He's really knowledgeable on this kind of stuff. He knows an awful lot more about it than I do.
I also heard you say something about playing hockey. Was that something that was Burnaby oriented? Did Burnaby have a hockey scene?
Yeah, when I moved here, they had a rink, Burnaby eight, four rinks. In fact, it was called Columbian Four Rinks was the name of it. It's since been sold, and now it's called Canlan Eight Rinks. But I started playing there in '72 when I was living in Vancouver. When I moved here, so close, I'm only two clicks away from it, so I've been playing there ever since.
So the Winter Club didn't have hockey though, did it?
Yeah, they had
No.
hockey, but they had a very, very small rink. But I never had enough money to join the Winter Club.
Ooh, you had to join.
Oh yeah, you still have to join.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, you can play hockey at Columbian Four Rinks for $2. And I don't know how much it would cost to join Burnaby Winter Club. I have no idea, but I know it was more than money than I had.
The exclusive hockey club in town. And how about other sorts of things to do in Burnaby in those early years? You hung out in a couple of night spots that you went to.
There was a tavern on Hastings Street, but I can't remember the name of it. It was very popular with the motorcycle guys. We used to go there a lot. And there was a place on Kingsway, on the south side of Kingsway, It was also very popular, but I can't remember the name of it.
And what went on in a tavern or pub or bar in those days? I mean, I get the impression that Burnaby was not a very party type town in some ways.
Oh, well, you when know, you're
lots of temperance
when you're only 25 or some odd years old, it doesn't make any difference. But no, I can't remember any horror stories.
But these places serve beer, did they?
Yeah, they serve beer, and they used to have what they call, let's see how they worked. I think it was gents and escorts.
Okay, right.
So
ladies and escorts.
If you're by yourself, you had to go in the gents' door, and if you wanted to meet your girlfriend, she would go into the escorts' door, and then one of you would go up to the bar and tell the bartender that I'm meeting so-and-so, or vice versa. And then they would page the other person. Then they would meet in the middle, and then the lady would take you to the escort side.
Hmm.
It was really a zoo.
Hmm.
It was really a zoo,
hmm.
You know. But if on the escorts, if you were going with your girlfriend, you could walk in the escorts. You two, a man and woman going together. But the women weren't allowed in the gent side. And if you were by yourself, and you're going to meet her there later on because of whatever working or time, you had to go in the gent side. She'd go in the escort side, and you have to hook up somehow through the bartender.
What do you think people were worried about that they had to have
I
it
haven't
set
got a
up
clue.
That way?
I haven't got a clue. I haven't got a clue.
And some of the dinner clubs.
Yeah, there was a dinner club on Kingsway called the Gay Paree. I didn't go to it very often. In fact, I don't think I was there more than once or twice. But there's another one on the other side of Kingsway, on the north side, but I cannot remember the name of it.
I've heard of names like The Flame. I think that was sort of near Boundary Road.
I don't remember that one.
Black Bart's.
No,
the Coconut Grove.
I don't remember that one either.
I don't know how many there were. And I guess there were some hotels as well that...
Yeah. Well, there was a few in Vancouver. The one on Kingsway that we went to, I think, I seem to remember a sort of an Oriental, like a Chinese name of some kind. But I can't remember what it was.
Hmm.
Never paid much attention at the time. I didn't know anybody was going to ask me any questions about it.
Well, it was just what you did. And how about people you hung out with in Burnaby?
Oh, I guess there's still a few of them around, but unfortunately, most of them have left this world.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, I'm getting older, so they're not all longer with us.
Are they all locals?
Yeah, most of the local people I can think of. A lot of them have passed away, unfortunately. But there's still a few of them around.
Were there kinds of different kinds of hangouts? You mentioned that one of the taverns was popular with the motorcycle racing.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. On Hastings Street on the north side of Hastings, but I cannot remember the name of it. It used to go down there. It seemed to be very popular with motorcyclists.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now we kind of think that some pubs are, you know, sports bars and
yeah,
some might be pool
think,
halls.
I don't think we. I don't think there was such a thing as a sports bar in the 50s, the 40s. Maybe there was.
Were different sort of meeting places all known to have different kinds of crowds, though?
Yeah, that's true. Like, for instance, the tavern we went to on Hastings was just, if you wanted to meet a motorcyclist or a biker, you could meet them there. That's where they went.
Mm-hmm.
And there was five or six in Vancouver as well, the American and a few in Vancouver. But the one in Burnaby, I think there was only one in Burnaby that I can remember, and the Turf Hotel in Surrey. These seem to be ones that bikers seem to like for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember the name of the one in Burnaby.
Were some of them seen as kind of being a little more, you know, high class? I mean, the game.
No, I don't remember anything.
No?
I don't remember any high class.
No high class joints?
No, don't remember any high class.
Were there any that were wild and crazy and had bad reputations?
I don't remember too much happening in the one in Burnaby. We had a few fights here and there, but I guess that's pretty normal in those days.
Hmm.
I never got into any. I'm not much of a fighter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And more generally, your impression of Burnaby, you lived in sort of different communities around the area.
I love Burnaby.
But what drew you here in the end to finally settle?
Oh, I just love the area, and I just had lucky enough to have some good friends, and I had a good job, and I met a nice lady who was lucky enough to marry me, or I was lucky enough to marry her. Unfortunately, she's no longer with us either, but that's either there. I had a good run.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I just like the area. It's convenient. It's in the middle of everywhere. It's got everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Did you ever pay attention to sort of the local politics?
No. No, I'm not a political animal. No, I'm not a political animal, yes, that's all.
What else, I'm wondering what else you might have gotten up to, observations of Burnaby and...
No, I'm afraid not much. No. I live a pretty boring life.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you've had some very interesting activities, with the racing circuit and all that sort of thing.
Well, most of the activities, I think, happen outside of here, like most of us from traveling, when I was racing cars, we traveled all over North America racing cars and traveled a lot of places racing motorcycles, but it didn't happen in Burnaby.
Mm-hmm. But it was a place that you kind of come back to.
Oh, yeah.
Settle
I love
down.
The place. I love Burnaby. Really nice.
Well, I wonder if we should just wrap up here and record some of those memories so people can understand a little bit about Disney Speedway.
Hope it works for you.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, George.
Not a problem. Pleasure to help you.